Fred Film Radio, in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, with the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice International Film Festival. We'll talk about now some industry stuff now. I'm here with Paolo Manera, the director of the Film Commission Torino Piemonte. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are here to talk about the Torino film industry events that will take place next November that you introduced here in Venice last week. So can you tell us slightly, quickly, what is the Torino film industry?
Well, this is the third time in which a group of events and projects that are planned in Torino, they are working together. The Torino Short Film Market, that is now in the fifth edition, and Torino Film Lab, that is even more, that is having some events during the festival days, and the production days that we as Film Commission Torino Piemonte are managing since a long time. Well, we created a flag and a common space and a common project that is in the end more than 5 days of panel, workshop, one-to-one meetings, and the idea is to create a place for filmmakers and independent producers that are working in the fields that are in the spirit of the Torino Film Festival. So we are talking about documentaries, short films, and animation, and first and second feature film, international co-production, independent cinema, co-production with Italy and our neighbors, especially France and Switzerland and Germany. So, when we started some years ago, the idea was to be on this focus, to catch the people that is in town for the Torino Film Festival, that kind of independent producer, invite some other people more, and create a meeting point in which to meet, to discuss, to make some focus on independent production, on how to develop projects, how to sell projects, how to meet and know. Also, a place that is not only for filmmakers and professionals, but it's also open to students, to people that want to work in cinema.
So the attendance is very large.
Large
in terms of quality.
Yeah. The idea is to it is not education, but there's some value of training and education in it.
Yeah, I mean it's based and done and created for industry people. But if there are some future industry people that want to know something about, they can attend.
Yeah, exactly.
You chose to put this event close to the Torino Film Festival because it's a double value. It's a value for the event to be linked to the festival for the people that can attend, as you said, and vice versa, because the festival can give an additional plus value to his to his guests. How do you think it's going to work this year? Because this year, we all know, it's kind of a weird time.
Yes, of course. That's the elephant in the room.
And the elephant in the room that the nobody wants to talk about, yeah.
The famous pandemic thing. It was supposed to be the big bang here for this after the success of the last edition, in which we had 800 people
attending
the double of the year before, because it's very custom made event. It's very for people, if you take a look at the Circo dei Lettori,
yes,
a place, and it's a noble palace in the center of Torino. It's very with the sofa and pictures on the wall. It's very comfortable.
It's very convenient because it's close to the festival.
Yeah.
It's in the center of the city. So it's
You have the time to meet and stay together and discuss about ideas and films and friendship, whatever, in a comfortable coffee situation. But this year, of course, the things are more complicated. So the Torino Film Lab would be entirely online.
Online, yeah, we know that.
You know, yeah. Been a, Torino Short Film Market, we will have, there will be a lot of things online, but also some real life event, some workshop with not many people in the same rooms, and the Film Commission production days that are mainly, well, in Italian, for Italian people mainly to develop the we are planning to do in live
in the flesh,
in the flesh, yes, and like in Venice,
like
of
in
course
Venice.
We will be in flesh but with cameras and streaming, and let me say the accreditation is for free.
For free, okay.
We want to give most people possible.
The problem will be like the physical limitations of this social distancing, of number of capacity of the rooms, you know, this kind of technical, which every the Torino Film Festival, we have to face these issues
for the screenings,
so everybody is in the same boat.
I'm optimistic, you know. I'm always.
I know you. You're optimistic, and in this case, you're right.
I arrived from the experience of the summer, in which after all the lockdown and whatever, blah blah blah, we worked a lot with the cinema owners to do something together. And in the summer, we had four arenas. Mm-hmm. Two quite huge and beautiful. One was in Valentino Castle, was the place with the most tickets sold, huge audience all every night. Okay, in open air it's easier.
You know, it's easier, of course.
But I have the idea that the love for cinema that Torino audience and people that arrive in Torino is very well known international worldwide, so I am confident that we will find a way to be with all the aspects to be solved, but it will be possible to do something relevant, because in the end we know, okay, the streaming, okay, whatever, but there's nothing like to meet
especially for industry events,
especially for industry
events. People need to at some point to see each other,
few people, but very, you know, focused. And determined. And
actually, this was my last question: how are you going to choose whom to invite, knowing that you cannot invite the same number of people last year because there will be no room? So how could be, which is your idea of the best way to do it?
I think that the team is scared because they are thinking that I will force to have the boat as the image, the topic. We are in the same boat. Now we have to start again in a way. There was no stop, but in the same time,
yeah, but at some point you have to make decisions, so decisions can change.
All the film industry, especially the independent film industry, is the time to. So I think it's the time to do a sort of like the Noah Hark. Okay, let's invite the people that can be relevant, absolutely. Last year we were very happy to have all the people working in the Minister of Culture, Cinema Direction, Rai Cinema, the TV channels, Sky, whatever, to have the decision maker that went not to do a routine series of one speed date or whatever, but to be in a very exciting place of people that want to understand how to
develop. You can actually work together.
How to work together So we will choose this way.
And this year will be even more relevant because people have to start to learn how to work together in a new way. Because
So we want to have the film fund, the film commissions, the producer, the distributors, the cinema owners.
Exactly. Oh, theater. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We want to have the platform and the cinema authors and the cinema owners. Not as
it would be really interesting, and we are going to talk about this on Fred once it's happening, because Fred will be at the Torino Film Festival again as ever. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Paolo Manera for having been with us. Remember that the Torino Film Industry Days will be from November 20 to November 28 in Torino. And from November 17 to November 23, while the 20 to 28 is the Torino Film Festival. I was mixing up dates. Thank you very much
again.
Keep
your attention online in the next days, little by little, like a thriller. Little by little, we will give you news and updates.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you very much to Paolo Manera, Director of the Film Commission Torino Piemonte. I'm Angelo Cerbi from Venice for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Bye.
This program has been produced in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, thanks to the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.